advisement. Next is case number 11860, an application of Continental Resources, Inc. for an order authorizing the drilling, completing, and producing of an increased density pool on a 1,280-acre spacing unit for the Sadler-Bakken pool. Would all interested parties please come forward?
Mr. Examiner, Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 1855, Bismarck, appearing case 11860 on behalf of Continental Resources, Inc. We'll be calling the same three witnesses in this case as were called in case 11858, Ms. Lisa Allwert, Larry Campbell, and Stan Wilson. The identities and qualifications of those witnesses were set forth in case 11858. That in mind, we'll recall Lisa Allwert. Lisa, let's go to Exhibit 1 in case 11860.
All right, that's the general locator map with the existing filled outlines in blue and the proposed increased density outlined in red.
Okay, and Exhibit 2?
Exhibit 2 is the detailed wind plat for sections 15 and 22 on 6195. It shows the existing Shauna 115H well, as well as the proposed location of the number 2 well.
No further questions.
Thank you. Any questions from staff? Not, please proceed.
Okay, recall Larry Campbell. Larry, let's talk about, or have you identify and talk about Exhibits 3 and 4.
Exhibit 3 is the top of the Bakken structure contour map illustrating the proposed increase into the unit outlined in red. The dark line within that drilling unit was a middle member test, and the proposed well will be a Three Forks, which brings us to Exhibit 4, which is the targeted formation within the Three Forks and within the Bakken pool.
No further questions.
Thank you. Any questions from staff? Please proceed with the next witness.
Recall Stan Wilson. Stan, let's very quickly talk about Exhibit 5.
Yes, sir. Exhibit 5 is the directional well plot for the Shauna 2-15H in sections 15 and 22 of 161 North 95 West. On here we have it highlighted or shaded as the 11/8 to 500-foot setback. We need to delete that portion of the graph. We have sections 15 and 22 outlined. We show the solid line, which is the existing middle Bakken well. We also have a dash line showing the placement of the proposed Three Forks test, which would be 660 feet from the west line.
And are you requesting the waiver of the tool layer here as well?
Yes, sir, we are.
Okay. Let's go to Exhibit 6.
Exhibit 6 is the production decline curve for the Shauna 1-15H middle Bakken test, 14-stage frack. Looks like it has an EUR of 194,000 barrels and 272 million cubic feet of gas.
Okay, and then very quickly, Exhibit 7 and 8.
Exhibit 7 is the economics for the existing Shauna 115H Bakken test. It had an IP of 302 barrels oil per day, GOR of 1,400. Has an estimated cost bill of $5 million, an EUR of 194,000 barrels, 272 million cubic feet, which gives us an internal rate of return of 13% and a PV10 of $585,000. Exhibit 8 is the economics for the increased density Shauna 2-15H. It's a Three Forks test. We have our type well, a 440 barrels oil per day IP, a GOR of 1,300, an estimated cost to drill it at $5.4 million, an EUR of 354,000 barrels, 460 million cubic feet of gas, and a internal rate of return of 33% and a PV10 of $4.1 million.
No further questions, Mr. Examiner. To offer Exhibits 1 through 8.
Exhibits 1 through 8 are received into the record. Questions from staff?
Stan, I have a question for the increased density cases that we're going to hear today. Do you have any objection to making the surveys in those cases for those wells part of the record?
No, not at all.
Thank you.
Any other questions from staff? Anything further on this case, Mr. Bender?
Nothing further.
That concludes the hearing on case number 11860. It will be taken under advisement.